What is it about taming and fucking really bratty, defiant girls that does it for you? Hmm? Maybe it's just the most primal, kind of instinctive aspect of it, right? That really raw, just kind of visceral thrill that we get as human beings. The thrill of the chase, like that little game of cat and mouse. Is it that? Or maybe it's a little bit deeper than that. Maybe it's that intellectual stimulation that you get out of it, right? I think that's really hot. I think that's the best part for me, you know? When the tension between us is just so palpable, you know, so heavy that it's already kind of devouring both of us whole. It's already pretty stifling and all-consuming how much tension there is between us. I like to just see how far that can escalate and just build and build and build and build until you snap. Because there are just so many ways to keep you nice and worked up, right? Can use my body. Can use my voice. I can use my words. And I can just see your jaw clenching, you know? See, like, the veins in your neck and on your face more pronounced than usual. Because you're like a coiled spring that's just on edge. And at really any given moment, you could just lose it, right? I think that's so hot. And it's just so much more satisfying that way. Because now, instead of just mindlessly just hooking up, now it's so much more relentless and feral and frenzied. The way that you're just impaling me on your cock, just really fucking into me and splitting me open. But it wouldn't start there, you know. I'm not just gonna submit to you right off the bat. Where's the fun in that? And so, I'll let you decide and imagine that maybe we're strangers. Maybe we don't know anything about each other. And there's just that added layer of kind of intrigue and mystery, you know, haven't really unraveled each other before. Or we can have a history too. Maybe we're friends and we have this sort of long-standing chemistry that's just been really burning between us. Maybe neither one of us acknowledges it. Yeah, but it's there. It's just always in the backdrop, you know, burning underneath every single conversation that we have, every interaction. It's just underpinned by this fucking chemistry that's all-consuming. I like that. And I'm so introverted and so tame and just mild around you. Maybe even so much so that you think I'm a little bit naive. Think that I'm just so pure and inexperienced or something. But we both know that if the opportunity ever presented itself, that we would just both fuck each other so, so stupid. Yeah, and it would start really subtle. Because I wouldn't want to play my hand too soon, right? I can't just dial it up to 11 right off the bat. And so maybe first I would just run my fingertips across your arm, across your chest, a little bit longer than necessary. It's such a sweet gesture. It's just so casual, you know. So much so that you couldn't really think anything of it. It's just my fingertips on your arm. But I wouldn't stop there. Because now we're sitting on the couch and you're making me laugh. And instead of my fingertips on your arm, now they're brushing against your thigh. Now they're brushing against your thigh, you know, rubbing you a little bit and then pulling them away. You'd look down and you would see where my fingertips were. You would maybe wonder if I was pushing a boundary a little bit. But I would just be my usual self, would just be so innocent and so coy. Yeah, it would just continue like that. 1 second, my fingertips are just brushing along your thigh. And the next second, I'm pulling them away. After a little while, you would try to do the same thing. Try to move closer to me and just get your fingertips wherever you can. At first, just brushing my arm too, but maybe then you try to brush your fingertips on my thigh. Because of course, I'm just wearing a flimsy little outfit on purpose. Of course I'm wearing a flimsy skirt. Of course I'm not wearing a bra. Of course I intentionally want you to see the outline and the contours of my nipples when they start getting hard for you. Maybe I would indulge you a little bit. Let you get a nice little preview of your fingertips on my thigh. But then I would brush them away. Yeah, I would brush them away. And since there's already this chemistry between us that's there, it just really wouldn't take much for the tension to start building and escalating so quickly. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? Would you start to get maybe a little a little bit handsy, a little bit more aggressive? Would you wait to see what I was gonna do next? I think that the reality of the situation is that we would both know, right? We would both know that I'm the one who's in control of this moment. And so the next thing that I would be doing is shifting onto your lap, onto your thigh. My skirt, my flimsy little skirt that I wore, would just start to ride up as I sit on your lap. And this would definitely be, it would definitely be the point that you start to go, fuck. Because this girl that you thought was so shy and so sweet and maybe just so naive is now in a tiny little skirt, riding and kind of just mindlessly grinding my cunt onto your leg. I would lean in really close to your ear as I just start to move a little bit, start to grind onto your thigh a little bit. Lean in so close to your ear, my breath would just be so sweet and warm on your ear. And I would whisper, I would say, "Do you like that? Yeah? Do you like it? Do you want me to stop or should I keep going? Please, 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 answer me. Should I keep going? And would you answer me? Or would your mind be just spinning at this point? Because you're looking down at my skirt and you're wondering what kind of panties are clinging to my pussy. Would they be like black and flimsy and lacy and sheer, you know? Just like barely a fucking triangle covering up my cunt. Or maybe they would be pink with little bows on them. Maybe nice and silky, you know. The silk of them just starting to get a little bit wet and slippery. God, I bet you would wonder that, wouldn't you? And I would want you to, yeah. I would want you to. And I love watching the way that your jaw really starts to just grind and clench. Love seeing your pupils dilate so much that your entire gaze is just swimming in black. And this is where the brattiness would just really start to amp up, you know? Because you would tell me, yeah, keep going, keep going. And I would keep going for you. I would escalate even more. But the fun part, you know, the little twist, is that you don't get to touch me. I would just lift my shirt up over my head. Keep humping into your leg, my skirt riding up so you can see the tops of my thighs. And my tits would just be right there. They'd be bouncing while I just, while I grind into your thigh and just, yeah, my nipples just fucking pink and aroused and just standing out. Your hands would just be like almost vibrating with the urge to touch me, but I wouldn't let you. You would kind of just have to lick your lips and lean back and watch me. Watch me. While I play with my own nipples and tilt my head back, maybe you can start to feel my wetness just soaking through my panties. Because I'm trying to get as much friction as possible off of your leg while I'm fucking into it. And would you curse, you know? What would you want to call me? Because you can call me anything, you know. I don't mind. I like it. You can just explore the whole fucking spectrum of pet names and degradation and just whatever you want. Oh, you can say, "Fuck, baby." You can say, "Fuck, you little whore." You can say, "Is this getting you off, you filthy little slut?" And don't worry, you know? Don't worry. because even though my tits are bouncing in your face, even though I'm just desperately grinding my pussy onto your thigh, onto your leg, even though you might even feel that wetness start to seep through my panties, I would only just be getting started. This would just be like a cute little warm-up for me. 'Cause I'm really such an impressive multitasker, you know? So the next thing that you would see and feel and hear is your fingertips being taken into my mouth. I love that. It's my favorite. And it makes me just go so feral and so stupid having fingers in my mouth. It's actually just, it's like my kryptonite. You would feel the hotness and the wetness of my tongue and my mouth. Will I take them into my mouth and swirl my tongue around them? Lap at your fingers, thrust them deeper, you know, gag them back into my throat. You know, the decibels of this situation would only be increasing. Because now, on top of me grinding and fucking down into your lap, whining, and just groaning like that. Now, on top of that, you would just be hearing me choke and gag. Choke and gag on your fingertips while I fuck them into my mouth. And I want to hear you too. Want to hear you add to this little symphony that we're creating, right? Want to hear you panting and groaning and just, ugh. Want to see you thrashing around a little bit. You're just so fuck. You're so worked up at this point because you're watching and feeling all of this unfold right in front of you. But I told you, yeah, I told you that you don't even get to touch me. And I just know, oh, I just know that the feeling of me fucking and gagging your fingers into my mouth, that the sight of me just grinding my pussy down into your thighs so relentlessly, I know that the mental picture, right? The sight of my cunt just pink and glistening and dripping and ready. How it would feel, how it's going to feel just warm and so just tight, almost like a vice grip just choking your cock. I know that all of that is more than enough to have your dick just throbbing and jumping for me. After I've thoroughly gagged your fingers down my throat, after my eyes are just watery and my face is all flushed and pink from exertion, I'll pull your fingers out of my mouth, yeah. Finally catch my breath. Lean in close to your neck, still humping onto you. Start planting wet kisses up and down your neck and your throat and your ear while I finally finally wrap my hand around your dick. Just up and down the length of your shaft over your pants. And would you just hastily start unbuckling your belt, or Would you let me keep working at it a little bit, stroking you and just pumping you? 'Cause remember, this whole time that I've just been really putting on a nice little show for you, you haven't had any hands on your dick. And I can call you whatever you want when I stroke and when I just really get a feel of your dick. You know, I can call you daddy. I can say, daddy, your fucking dick is so big. I can call you baby. I can say, God, baby, you're so hard for me. Or if you're into it, you know, I can maybe be a little condescending, a little degrading. Look at that. Your dick is just so achy and needy, isn't it? And now that my brattiness, now that my cheekiness and my coyness has reached a critical point, I'll finally say, baby, sweetheart. Now you can do whatever you want to me, and I'll do whatever you want me to, because I've been so bad, so, so bad, and I deserve to be punished. I need to be good for you. Yeah, and you can be as rough as you want with me, because that's what I like. And it would be a matter of seconds before my skirt is getting ripped off of me. You would just be manhandling me and groping me, fondling me, everything that you can get your hands on. Feel my nipples just warm and hard and standing out under your fingertips. Feel my ass just so filling in your hands, so soft, while you spank it and squeeze it and grope it. And you can see the slutty, expensive little panties that I'm wearing for you, just black and lacy and flimsy. And maybe you just wanna rip and tear and snag the fabric. Oops. Tear them off of my pussy so you can finally see it in front of your face. Do you want me on my knees? 'Cause I can do that. Yeah, I'll get down on my knees for you. And you'd see me look up at you with my long, long eyelashes, my sweet face. Right before I stroke and take your dick into my hands. And right before I fuck it all the way back into my throat. I don't mean to brag or anything, you know, but I like to consider the head that I give pretty fucking enthusiastic and life-changing. But I need you to tell me, baby. I need you to tell me, sweetheart. Tell me, daddy. How do you want it? Do you want me to take the lead and just spit and slobber and work it up first before I deep-throat you? Or do you want to just thread your fingers through my hair and fuck yourself into my mouth? Either way, you're definitely gonna see my sweet, pretty face get all flustered, my eyes get all hazy and watery. You're definitely gonna hear me straining, moaning. I do my best to maintain my composure, 'cause you're slamming the head of your cock in the back of my throat. And we can go multiple rounds, you know. First, you can just paint your load all over my face, all over my eyelashes. Before you dominate me, before you fuck me so rough that I scream. Is that what you want? Maybe we should just prolong the feeling of my wet mouth, of my tongue swirling and sucking on your dick. Maybe we should just freely ride that out for a while. Get you nice and ready and worked up. We can do that too. We don't have to be hasty. But I know that eventually you would really, really want to sink yourself and fuck yourself into my pussy. Know that you would really want to feel my cunt just strangling you while you fuck and push it into me, 'cause I'm so tight. Are you gonna make me beg first? Beg for you to fuck me since I was so bratty? Please, 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 baby. Please, I need you to fuck me. I want it so bad. Fuck. Please, baby. Need you inside me. God, I need you inside me. Or maybe my body language and my moans just tell you everything. Maybe I don't even need to beg, 'cause the whimpers and the moans that are coming out of my mouth let you know that I'm just so cock hungry, just so cock drunk for you. Like that, just contorting and just really working my body. I'm just so pliant for you, just so submissive. And you can just start kissing me so sloppy, just tongues thrashing against each other, just lapping at each other while you grope all over me, and my hands just keep furiously just stroking and pumping and spreading the slickness of my spit all over your cock. Just keep you nice and wet and slick, 'cause we're gonna need that, right? God, and I'm so soaked and so wet for you too, baby. You can see my pussy just glistening, see the wetness and the cream just dripping and dribbling down my thigh. Because maybe your fingers are already just eagerly spreading and splitting me open, just fondling me, dipping and plunging and fucking into my cunt. Just like that. Just like that. And you could feel like the warmth and the velvet of my walls just wrapped around your fingers. Can barely accommodate two of your fingers because I'm just that tight. Yeah. And I am, you know, like I actually am. I'm petite. I'm small. I'm like fucking 5'2". So I'm so easily manhandled by you. And when you fuck your fingers into me, God, it's just so filling for my cunt. Such a tight fit. You can decide if you want to just throw me around, you know, like a rag doll, just throw me on my back, spread me open with your shoulders, and just start feasting on my cunt. Spit on it. Just let that long string of spit just connect onto my pussy. And then just lap it back up. Spit on it again. You know, watch it drip down my lips, over my clit. Isn't that just so raunchy and filthy? I like that. We're just holding eye contact, you know? I'm looking down at you while you're between my legs, and I just watch you just drool on me, drool on my cunt, just watch the string of it connect and land onto me. Watch it just dribble down my lips, dribble over my clit and over my entrance before you lick it back up or add your finger. That's just filthy. It's so filthy, but that's what I like. Or if you're impatient, you know, you could just pull your fingers out of my pussy after you finger fuck me for a little bit, and you could just replace those fingers around my throat. Yeah, you could just really choke me, because I like that. Wrap your fingers around my throat, choke slam me into the wall, or maybe pin me down onto the bed. Kiss me sloppy, spit into my mouth right before you just spear your fucking dick into me. Even though my pussy would be nice and slippery and ready, I would still scream from the force of you just pistoning into me, slamming into me, so rough and so dominant. I would scream. I would be gasping right in your ear. Just like that, I would be, oh my god. You'd just be jostling me, your balls slapping into me while you ravage me. Oh my god. God, you feel so good. Oh, baby. Oof, that's it, handsome. Yeah, that's it, baby. Oh, just like that, daddy. Please, just, I want you to fuck me from behind. Can you do that? Please, I've been so good for you. Please, I've been such a good girl for you. Pull out of me, flip me over. Just grab a fist full of my silky, soft black hair and just yank it back. Just yank it while you plow into me, while you rail your cock into me from behind. I would just be shaking and trembling, my knees buckling from the force of you jostling me. You can bring your hand down on my ass, just raise it into the air nice and high. Let it just crack and ripple under my ass cheeks. Oof, my ass would be just so red. Oh, it would be so red. Your handprint just already there. Just milking you so good. My pussy just jacking you off with every thrust. Oh, fuck yeah. Oof. Start to feel you trembling and shaking inside of me a little bit. Because you're close, you know. Your balls are like just clenching a little bit. Guess we're both close, right? I wouldn't last long if you were just splitting me open like that. Because you'd feel so good. I would just be shaking uncontrollably. When would you make me come first? Would you make me come first? Or would you come first? Would you just Take your pleasure, because I was such a bratty little shit to you. Take your cum wherever you want it. You can splatter it on my back, splatter it on my ass. Feel it just warm and gushing out of you. Or you could pull out of me and you could just fuck my face, fuck your cum into my mouth, into my throat. Oh. I'll take it anywhere for you. Just want you to come. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Please. I want to drink it down. Swallow it. I just want you to come for me. That's it, baby. Oh, God, Daddy. Yeah. Ah, fuck. Yeah, just like that. God. Yeah, I would come too. Before or after you, whatever you want. And wherever you want. Maybe you want me to just shudder and explode all over your dick. Or maybe you want to taste it. Taste my cream. Could rub me through my orgasm, you know. Really work my clit. That's hot. We would both be so spent and so sated afterwards. Just all of the pleasure has just been wrung out of our bodies. It's just been wrung out of us. And I told you that that brattiness, you know, that defiance, that foreplay would just make everything so much, so much more feral, so much more hot and just... I think it's hot. You're hot. I think you're hot.